Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, we are so thankful. Lord, we often are distracted by the ways of the world, the things that we have come to attach ourselves to. Lord, we come here this evening, whether it's here in the sanctuary or in our homes, and we ask for your forgiveness on all of those distractions in our life, those things that separate us from your love. And Lord, draw us closer to you, because we are thankful with grateful hearts for all that you have done and will do for us. We're thankful for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus and the blessed hope of things to come. We pray and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, once again, good evening and welcome to everyone here and everyone online. Happy Thanksgiving. Boy, this year kind of flew by, didn't it? Yeah. You know, as we look at the Bible, we see many of our heroes in Scripture. They will often be just in their daily routines, and we read in the Bible that they will just stop and give thanks to God. They will just stop and just give thanks and praise to Him. What a cool thing for us to do. I don't know how many of us throughout the day will just stop and give thanks. I try to do it all the time, but I, like everyone else, I get so distracted and so busy that I often forget those blessings. You know, as you know, in the English word for thank or thank you, it means an expression of gratitude, an expression of appreciation. But there's often a double meaning to that word. Thank you for helping out in the service tonight. I really appreciate that. Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob, for making me go through all that leadership stuff. See, thank you is sincere. But that word could also be sarcastic. I didn't mean that, Bob. I didn't mean that. But if you notice, in the original language, there really is no sarcasm. It's only in modern times where we have opted to take that route in our language. When you look at the Hebrew language, there's two words for gratitude. The first word is yada, which means to give praise. But usually when that word is used, it's with hands raised. It's in deep prayer and thanks. Then there's another Hebrew word called toda, which means to give thanks. In the Greek, evharisto is the Greek word that simply means thank you or to give thanks. But no matter what language you speak or what language you study, that is what today and tomorrow is all about. This wonderful time of year that we, as grateful people, we celebrate a day that is just simply known as Thanksgiving. And by the way, this is a holiday that is celebrated around the world in 17 different countries. And it's interesting that they may not always have the same perspective or even the same religion that we do, but they give thanks to God, that we stop and we give thanks to the Creator of all things. That is to take pause in our busy lives to give thanks for what we have, what we've been given, and the opportunities that we have. And this, by the way, is a day that lends itself very well to our Christian faith. Because if we look at God's Word, it teaches us constantly to give thanks. Because our faith life is all about having an attitude of gratitude in all that we do. And this attitude we carry with us is so important into our faith life as Christians. Now, let me explain what I mean by that, because it sounds simple, but there's more to it, because we often will look at Jesus and we'll read in Scripture. So take a typical day of Jesus, and he would just simply stop and pray and give thanks to his Father in heaven. You notice that as you read through the Scriptures, he's constantly giving his Father praise, giving thanks to his Father. Now, obviously, our goal as Christians is to strive to be as much like Jesus as possible in all that we do and say. And this gratitude, like I say, it is the foundation of our walk with Jesus. That is to give him thanks for all that we have. And if we truly live our lives that demonstrate a gratitude toward God, we will have an attitude of thankfulness for all that we have and in all that we do. Now, I know this sounds really kind of fluffy and, you know, it's hard stuff to do. It's hard. And that's what our scripture verse talks about today. But this next part is very important for us to understand, because that in our lives, we all want joy in our lives, don't we? But so often, it gets disrupted by distractions. It gets upended by circumstances in life. And David wrote in the Psalms, after we turn this on, here we go, Jason. Not again. Not again. Okay, the next slide, Bob. David wrote, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there, in fullness of joy, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Our joy in Christ and what Christ has given for us, simply put, is our future is secure in him. So many people that we meet on the street, so many people that we talk to, if you ask them a very simple question, if you were to pass away today, would you go to heaven? What do they do? Well, they start giving you a laundry list of all the good things they've done, right? Well, I've been a good husband, I've been a good father, I provide for my family, I this, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this. But you simply need to have faith in Christ. And the answer to that question is very simple. Yes. Now, clearly, we all go through difficult times in our lives, don't we? Yeah. Anybody here have any issues in life? Yeah, if you're watching online, everybody raised their hand. And to be honest, the pains of this world are real. The issues that you're going through, they're there. They're not made up. Those are real issues. And that's why when we struggle, when we are in need, immediately we look to the cross. When times are tough, I try to remember this great quote, that one of my favorite quotes of all time is by a British author named Vivian Green. Was that me or you? Here it is. What a great quote. Life isn't about waiting for the, that's supposed to be storm, for the torm to pass. It's like Tweety Bird. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain. See, today we have a great Thanksgiving scripture that supports all of this very well. It says, Paul writes to the church in Thessalonica, we have a group of people not unlike us today, a group of people that are struggling to try to figure out what they're supposed to do. How are they supposed to please God? Am I doing enough? Should I do this different? And they're struggling with the day-to-day life. So Paul writes this letter to them. He says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is what God wants for you. He wants you to give thanks. Ever think about it that way? He wants you to be thankful. He wants you to be grateful. He wants you to understand the gifts of his grace and mercy. Rejoice always. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is yet another quote from that section of the Bible, easier said than done, right? Yeah. However, before we go any farther, I really got to point something out. First, we should really realize what this verse doesn't say. It doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances, but it says give thanks, come on class, in all circumstances. That's a big difference, isn't it? Yeah, big difference. Now, I realize that life has probably thrown each and every one of us a few curves from time to time. And this may be a difficult day of celebration for many people in the world. I know a few that are going to be struggling with this. But in our world, in our country, in our city, in our families, and even in our church, being thankful right now it's a little tough. For example, how about the unemployed? Those battling illnesses. The soldier that's overseas, away from his family, the homeless, the single parents. How about those thousands of people affected by the storms this year, the hurricanes, the flooding? How thankful were they when they woke up this morning? Perhaps even someone here or someone online. Maybe you are, not feeling so blessed today. Possibly due to some of life's circumstances. Maybe you can't see real clear the gifts that God has given you. And that's okay. It is. Because life, these problems, these are real. Life is hard sometimes. Maybe the pain or the difficulties of life have overwhelmed you to the point where you can't see anymore how blessed you really are. But it's then that we should remember that there are some realities to life. Sometimes we get sick. Sometimes we lose a loved one. Sometimes relationships just go bad. Sometimes you lose your job. Sometimes a natural disaster will happen where you live. So when we get pulled under by the cross currents of life, whatever the situation you are in now or will be in the future, just remember one thing, that God knows what you need to get through. You may not always recognize it. You may not always hear his soft voice, but he knows what you need, and he's there. Our Lord knows your pain, and he has given us a promise. We'll go to chapter 16 of John's Gospel, and we can find those comforting words that he gives us. Because Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me, that is having faith in me, walking with me, waking up in the morning and understand that I am there, you will have peace. In this world, newsflash, you're going to have trouble. In case you have not read that before. But take heart, Jesus says, because I have overcome the world. This promise can give us strength to have that attitude of gratitude in all circumstances. Because what Jesus means by he overcame the world is this. Because while he was on this earth, while he was flesh and blood, he felt the lure of temptation. He felt the sting of a beating. He felt the pain of losing a loved one. Felt the betrayal of one trusted. And despite all this, he then defeated death itself by rising from the grave on the third day. Why? Well, so we, you and I, could have eternal life with him. So why are we thankful? Well, but if you notice throughout all of this, something incredible happens. That great example that Jesus always gives us. He never once lost an attitude of gratitude for his Father in heaven. Nothing gives a truer picture of this than we are about to approach, because it was the very night before he was betrayed, before he was crucified, that he gave a meal. He gathered around him his friends. But if you notice in that meal that he stopped just before the meal to give thanks. Now, I don't know about you, but I can give away a little bit of my carols and stories right now, because I can remember growing up that our prayer before the meal was, bless us, O Lord, for these gifts that we were about to receive through the body. Pass the gravy through the body of Christ. Sometimes we get so caught up in the routine, we forget that we're thanking God for what we have. And that prayer is to him. I remember a mentor, a really good friend of mine, said, when you pray, when you give thanks, look him in the face. Pretend he's right there. And Jesus stopped and gave thanks, knowing full well what was waiting for him the very next day. He stopped and gave thanks. Now that is a perfect example of giving thanks in all circumstances. Friends, despite the tragedies of life, we must make every effort every day to recognize the blessings that we have and to not take them for granted. That is to have a focus on what we have rather than what we don't have. And that seems to be the method of many of us included right here. But please remember, this is really important. This was told to me when I was a child. Just as God hears your prayers, he hears your complaints. So in closing, let me just kind of try to tie this all together. Because when we look at the cross instead of ourselves, we can see his face. This can bring an understanding and a clarity to our lives. Because it's then and only then that we can see him. We can see his mission, our mission. We can see his purpose, our purpose. It's clear that at the heart of this day, the heart of our faith is gratitude, is what has been done for us. And it's only then that we can give thanks with a grateful heart. We can give thanks with a grateful heart for this day, this season of thanksgiving. And this viewpoint changes things in our lives from celebrating Thanksgiving once a year to celebrating it how many times? Every single day. To every day is a day of thanksgiving. So once again, friends, I ask you to remember to look up to the cross and let us give thanks with a grateful heart. Amen.